RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
It's up on the speakupforwomen.nz website. A poll. Sex matters. Poll results on single-sex facilities in our schools. They tell us that they asked Curia Market Research to conduct the poll, and they asked, do you think that schools should ensure children have access to bathrooms and changing facilities that are categorised by biological sex? Pretty simple question, really. So Suzanne Levy from Speak Up for Women is here to talk about this poll and what it tells us. Hi, Suzanne. Thanks for coming back on RCR.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's a simple question. I knew the answer to it pretty well anyway, looking at those results, but we have to ask this question. We have to put it to a poll. Crazy.
Well, yeah, who would have thought that you would have to ask that? I think it stems from the New Zealand First Bathrooms Bill and the kind of narrative that it was a ridiculous bill and that no one would support it and that, you know, it didn't have any kind of general support. And I think Family First did some polling more directly related to that particular bill. This one is a bit more niche in terms of its relevance to schools. And we thought it was a good time to get some data on this so we can provide it to the Minister of Education along with anyone else who's interested, which should be a lot of people should be interested in this. So we asked just one very, very specific question is, do you think that schools should ensure children have access to bathrooms and changing facilities that are categorised by biological sex? And I think the results we got were not surprising.
No, that's how I feel.
They're pretty, you know, I think most people are generally understand the reasons for having sex segregated changing rooms and bathrooms and those kinds of things. It was also a way for us to get across the point that it's actually a decision for school board of trustees. So they're responsible for the policies in every school that are followed. So it's a good way for your listeners and our audience to have a reason, I guess, to contact their school board and just talk to them about their policies, ask them what they are, just get some understanding.
Yeah.
And also to remind the board that it is their responsibility. So we sort of thought we'd use the data that we were going to predictably get from a poll like this, to be fair, and, you know, to get that message out there, because the general public are our biggest tool in terms of getting these messages across. And obviously regarding school bathrooms and changing facilities, it's parents. So this is a way to get to those people and start, you know, I guess it's a call to action. It's also a way of giving people something to actually do, something they can do themselves. It's not a difficult process, and we sort of explain a wee bit about that in the post that contains the poll data. But perhaps the interesting thing about this was the green result. just sort of how far removed it was from everybody else. I'll just bring up the nice little chart.
Get ready, everybody. Get ready.
Yeah, get ready. So the where's it gone? There we go. So the general sort of spread of support for this was other than the Greens, who are an absolute outlier, basically. The rest of the party support. So we are obviously people get asked when they do these polls for their opinion, and then they get asked a series of other questions about themselves, so that the data can then be further kind of categorised. So I think the overall result was that 69% of people said that schools should categorise bathrooms by biological sex.
Okay.
And so that's kind of your baseline, and then you look at the ways different groups voted. or, you know, responded. So, you know, you got National and New Zealand First and ACT are all kind of up near 80% or over 80%. Even Labor was 65%, so still pretty reasonable. So Greens were 26%, which, you know, they had a massive number of people who were unsure. 39% of Green voters were unsure about this. And I, you know, you can read that different ways. You could say that they actually think yes, but they know that they're Green voters and they can't say that. Or you could say that they're actually no's but don't want to say it. Who knows? But yep. whatever the case is, then they don't have any sort of courage in their conviction either way. ACT voters were very strongly in support, 88%, and a very small number who were unsure as well. And, you know, so the results are on our website. You can yep. you can see them. And so, yeah, the Greens thing is most surprising. The other thing which I just posted this morning, which isn't actually on the website, is the looking at the same thing in terms of where people live. So,
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, maybe unsurprisingly, Wellington really.
I was just thinking Wellington. He's gonna say Wellington.
Yeah. Right. So again, across you've got the way it groups it. You've got Auckland, Wellington, and Christchurch, and you've got other provincial cities, towns, and rural, and all of those groups are around about late 60s. To 80%. So again, reasonably small margin. Very in terms of no's, you've got 13%, 14%, 18, 14, 7, that kind of thing. And then you've got Wellington. Wellington only had a 45% support. So and it's very, very strong. 39% of the Wellington voters who do not think that schools should ensure that children should have access to bathrooms and changing facilities categorised by biological sex. So I think you could make some assumptions about the, you know, the Wellington Green vote.
Yep, being, for sure.
Could be wrong, of course, but because we don't have the data matching to...
It feels about right,
doesn't it? It really does. It's just showing a complete sort of... it's just out of touch with what most people are thinking.
They went off on some sort of fork in the road at some point, it seems.
They did, they lost their way. They've kind of been captured. So much so that their common sense and their safeguarding, and you know, which is the most worrying thing, has just sort of it's gone. It's just not there anymore. So it is quite worrying. It's really, really good to have this data. It's excellent. So small towns were 80% in support. Christchurch 65%, Auckland 71%, which is probably about the average, I would say, for that. So it is really interesting. It's been a good piece of information to have, and we've passed it on to the minister and other people, and we'll see.
And they probably in their gut knew that would be about that as well.
I think so. I don't think anyone would really be that surprised at all.
What's interesting though is if you flip it. Okay, so there are big numbers, provincial New Zealand varies through the cities. Wellington's off the chart. But if you flip it, it still shows that many people have been persuaded into accepting that or thinking that it shouldn't be based on biological sex. So the persuasion effort's been quite successful, I would have thought, even though they're smaller numbers than the other way around, but still... reasonable chunks there.
Yeah, that's true. It's a much stronger, it's a strong positive statement that they're saying yes to. And the question they're saying yes to, so when they're answering no, you could say that they just don't see it as being quite as important. So people saying yes.
I see more emotion and in
absolutely
one
yes, yep. They should ensure that. The no people could be a mixture of people who just don't see it as being that high up, as in... they're not necessarily saying that the school should ensure that single-sex spaces aren't available.
I don't know how you come to that, but okay.
Well, it's kind of a so you've got, if you look at the post that we've written, we talk about what you can ask your board of trustees, and it's sort of a list of questions. And I've actually done this with a school, and it's quite interesting what you get back, because they don't always realise that in saying to a student that they can use the bathroom that matches their gender identity, that in doing that and having that policy, they're actually, from that point forward, saying they don't have single-sex facilities.
Yeah, but they might not consciously be thinking that.
Yeah, they don't think about that. They're so focused on thinking about the gender-diverse students that they're not focusing on what that's doing to the single-sex status.
How many gender-diverse students would there be in an average primary school or secondary school? I don't know.
Obviously, more in a secondary school, and it differs.
Because of the contagion effect of and the age involved, right, for secondary
Absolutely.
School.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you take somewhere like Wellington High School would be high. I think the Wellington schools anecdotally are high.
I don't know.
I don't know what it would be, but you hear about them in the, you know, several students. There'll be classes that have more than one student. They'll have several students. So we don't really know the numbers. But I guess the other thing is the bathroom.
We should know the numbers, actually. If you're trying to change the culture of, you know, the last 100,000 years, if you're trying to do that, like you've gone out and got data, I want to see some data.
Yeah, I believe that schools were given an OIA a year or two ago asking for that data, and they refused, I think, on privacy grounds and various things like that.
You can anonymise it, can't you? You can.
I think their argument was it's difficult to anonymise when it's such small numbers. So if a small primary school of, you know, 100 kids or something, it would be.
Well, you could say in the greater, okay, whatever, but Wellington or something like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, I agree that data should be available. If they're going to be making changes.
It's got to be based on some.
It's got to be based on something.
Sense.
I mean, it's the same with the language around pregnant women, and, you know, the changes that they've made or are trying to make in terms of the way women are addressed.
Yeah, the midwife,
and way, you know,
the
forms and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I did an OIA on that a couple of years back to the Ministry of Health to say, you know, how many people, I use the word people, how many people who don't identify as women have given birth in the last whatever it was. It was over a period of time.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have the data because they don't collect the sex of the woman giving birth.
Oh, because they don't believe in sex anymore?
No, because they know it.
Oh, they know, of course.
It, because it's historical. They've never had to collect it because it's always in every single case, it's a woman.
Well, you can't shove this stuff at people without information.
Yeah, exactly. And we, the data that we do have is Australia have collected data on people who identify as a woman, who identify as non-binary or not as a woman, who are giving birth. And I think we kind of, if you run those percentages across the New Zealand population, it's you're probably talking about 4 or 5 women.
Yeah. So the whole world has to shift, and people are entitled to view themselves in a particular way. I've got no problem with that. But the whole world has to shift to accommodate the head of a pin.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, with schools, a lot can be achieved with good, safe, gender neutral bathrooms. I think. And they, you know, there should be provision in schools to have those. But then they have to be used. You have to then say, well, we've got gender neutral bathrooms. If you don't, for whatever reason, identify as the gender
not quite comfortable with that either, I've got to say, but I guess if it's a middle ground.
Well, it
Well, it depends on the age.
It's an easy third space, isn't it? It's easy to provide a third space.
No, I know. Yeah, it's a sort of release the pressure or whatever. Yeah.
I think that, you know, gender nonconformity is a thing.
Yeah.
And
I'm just thinking kids and maybe
older. Well, I think high school, you know, it's quite different when you're talking about high school versus primary school. I agree. Yeah.
I was just going to ask you two more questions. First of all, how many people were sampled? When was it done? It's pretty recent, isn't it?
Yeah, it was done on, I think, between the 19th and 21st of May. Yeah. So just very recent. It's part of an omnibus poll that Courier do. I think they do them every couple of weeks.
Okay, so they've got a base to work from, obviously.
Yeah. And I think it's 1,000 responses from, let me have a quick look. Yeah. They have 10,000, I think, and 700 via phone, and 1,000 respondents agreed to participate, 700 via phone and 300 via an online panel.
And what a normalish margin of error. What's it usually around?
2-3%, it's plus or minus 3.1% and 95% confidence. Yeah.
The standout there is the Greens.
Yeah.
And where their heads are at, if I could put it like that, because that's not the only kind of behavioral quirk that we're seeing from that group as well. There's clothing stores and there's the way they're employed. I mean, there seems to be, how would you describe it? Kind of antisocial mindset they're developing. A mind virus.
An arrogance, I think, too, that they can sort of.
But once you can.
Because they're not listening to a large.
To jump in, Suzanne, but once you can deny that sort of reality in your face, you can. Anything goes.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're pushing for people to go against what I believe is a natural instinct to want to safeguard.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a little bit cultish, isn't it? It's like you've kind of convinced people that that sort of thinking or that way of thinking is old school. It's not progressive. They're doing it in all sorts of ways. Yeah.
And with 26%, but then there's that didn't want to say. You can bet that at least half of that or more don't want to say because just don't want anyone to know what I think, but we probably can assume what they think.
It could be that. It could be that the Greens are very
does clear more is what I'm
on
saying.
Their position.
Yeah.
It might be that they disagree with that side.
Yeah, we don't know to that
because
level.
if they're traditional Green voters,
they're not.
No, but some of them might be. There've got to be some that are left.
Yeah, few left. You think?
Well, possibly. Yeah, I think if they were all completely captured by the current Green kind of
madness.
Manifesto, then the unsure would have been less.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's really interesting. Very timely, and great to have the data. It's what we need.
It's always good to have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can say, well, yeah, you might say that's what I think, but here are the numbers. Okay. Mm.
Yeah. So look, we just encourage people, if you need some help contacting your school board, then get in touch.
Yeah.
But there's some good things to ask. They should reply to you. And if nothing else, it'll make them think about their policies and the reality of their policy, particularly whether they have communicated to their school community that they no longer have single sex bathrooms, because that's quite a big thing to think about.
I'd pull my kid out.
Yeah. Well, or do they say that? Do they say to the school community, look, just by the way, we've implemented some policies that mean that, you know, your girl no longer has access to, your daughter no longer
some
has access
have, some,
to.
Some may not.
Yeah. Because that's what they're actually saying. And I guarantee they haven't told people.
Yeah. Hey, Suzanne, thanks for coming back on RCR. Suzanne Levy, Speak Up for Women, telling us about their Courier poll, which is at the website. I will give the address. And is that a good place for people that got any queries or questions from Speak Up for Women? They can probably go through there, speakupforwomen.nz. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thanks very much.
Loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.